Good Monday. This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, Michael Tilley, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, talked to us during his regular Friday visit about recent Freedom of Information problems with the city of Fort Smith and continued strong home sales in the Arkansas River Valley. But we didn't have time Friday for one more subject Michael wanted to discuss: monitoring the economy via continued scrutiny of traffic on the Arkansas River. Talk Business published a chart of the top five materials shipped along the river in the first half of this year. More chemical fertilizer is being shipped compared to last year. Sand, gravel, and rock, not so much. Iron and steel, up. I asked Michael Tilley what we can make from that chart and what those numbers can tell us.
Well, they tell us that we're continuing to see recovery on the Arkansas River in terms of commercial traffic. We had the 2019 flood, which set everything aside, and then, of course, the pandemic, which pushed a lot of shipments required for manufacturing and some other sectors that took a hit during the pandemic. You know, a lot of the sectors that did well during the pandemic don't need shipments via river. So, And those that took a hit do need. So that was like iron and steel shipments, sand, gravel, and rock, although that's tied to construction. I was a little surprised to see that was down 18% for the first 5 months of the year. But anyway, for the first 5 months of the year, traffic is only up 0.5% compared to last year. Now, remember, last year, again, even during a pandemic, was a pretty good year for recovery, especially as that we were recovering from that 2019 flood year.
Right.
That even carried a little bit into early 2020. May shipments were down just a little bit. Looking at the river itself in terms of where stuff is coming and going or staying on the river, inbound shipments are up. Again, this is the first 5 months of the year. They're up 12.5%. Outbound shipments are up 7%. Internal shipments, which are really shipments from port to port, they're down 24%. And so I think from anecdotal evidence and some other data, I think what we're seeing is that the traffic in and out of the river obviously is returning because of the flood. And a lot of that traffic that had been halted and couldn't move during the flood and maybe during the pandemic, a lot of that's already cycled out. So those internal shipments from port to port, they've caught up. And so you're seeing some of the down comparisons because there was so much of that activity a year ago to get caught up, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So some of that's down. But anyway, still, I've talked to Marty Schell. He owns ports in Van Buren and Fort Smith. He's also a member of the Arkansas Waterway Commission. He is very, in fact, more optimistic than I've remembered him being in many years about river traffic for the rest of the year. He's looking at a lot of orders. He also sees possibly more traffic being pushed to the river to barge because of supply chain issues and trying to get rail or truck. And so if they can't get rail or truck, they have to push it to barge. What products can be pushed to barge? So anyway, he's optimistic for the rest of the year. And he says into 2022.
Michael Tilley is with our partner, Talk Business and Politics. He talks with us almost every week on Friday editions of Ozarks at Large. You can find out more at talkbusiness.net.